Good morning. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Mem. Today we are going to begin our discussion, which is going to begin on Daf Lama Tesam and Beis, with the number of times that the Kohen Gadol says the Shema Meforash during the Avoda on Yom Kippur. The Gemara then is going to take a brief interlude and discuss a couple of Nisim that occurred with respect to the Beis HaMikdash about certain sounds and smells that emanated from the Beis HaMikdash being perceived even very, very, very far away from the Beis HaMikdash. And then the focus of today's daf is going to be on the topic of whether the Goral, the Hagrola, is Ma'akev or not. We're going to see that there's a Machlokes, and two ways of understanding the Machlokes, as to whether there is actually a chiyuv to do the hagrola, to pick the lots before designating one of the seirim, the seir la'shem, and the other seir, the seir la'azazel, or whether it would be sufficient, perhaps, for the kohen just to announce la'shem and la'azazel without actually doing the hagrola. There's then also going to be a machlokas as to whether the hanacha, whether the putting of the goral on the animal is a chiyev, whether it's ma'akev, whether it's only a mitzvah, but that's going to be the focus of today's daf. So it's a rather intricate shakla v'tarya, but hopefully we'll make it through and be able to explain it clearly. So says the Gemara, it's the two dots on Lamatessa Mudbeis, five lines down in the wide lines. So Tanu Rabbanan. So you will put the gorolos on the two serum. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Eser Pamim Masker Kohen Gadol Es Hashem. The Kohen Gadol would mention the Shema Meforash 10 times on 10 times on Yom Kippur. So Boba Yom. So Gimel Bavidu Rishon, 3 times in the first Vidui, Vishlosha Bavidu Sheni, 3 times in the second Vidui, Vishlosha Basira Mishtaleach, 3 times, and that's the two Viduyim on the Kohen Gadol's par. Three times, with respect to the Sira Mishtaleach, Ve'echa Begorolos, and one in the Gorolos, when the Kohen would pick the Goro LaHashem and say LaHashem, he would use the Shem HaMeforash. That was 1 out of the 10 times that he would use it on that day in the Beis HaMikdash. Ukvar Amar Hashem, Vinishma Kolo B'Yericho, and it's already been the case that the Kohen Gadol would say the Shem HaMeforash, and his voice would be heard as far away as Yericho. So, and Yericho is quite a distance from Yerushalayim, as we know. So, Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Mer Yerushalayim Li Yericho, from Yerushalayim to Yericho, is a distance of Asara Parsos, is a distance of Arsa, of 10 Parsos. So, just to convert into a measurement that we're more familiar with as to exactly how far this is, a Parsa is 4 mil. Each mil is 2,000 amos, which is a tchum Shabbos, which is going to come into play in the next line. So if a parsa is a mil, and each mil is 2,000 amos, that means that if a parsa is 4 mil, and each mil is 2,000 amos, that means that each parsa is 8,000 amos, 10 parsos is 80,000 amos, and 80,000 amos is more than 20 miles. So the distance from Yerushalayim to Yericho is quite a distance, a distance of about 20 miles. And yet, the Kohen Gadol's voice, when he said the Shema Meforash, was heard as far away as Yericho. It says this Gemara, V'tzir d'laso sahechol nishma b'shmone t'chumei Shabbos. And the creaking of the doors of the Hechel could be heard as far away as 8 t'chumei Shabbos. So remember, we said that each parsa is 4 mil, each mil is 2,000 amas. That means each parsa is 4 t'chumei Shabbos. So 8 Tchumei Shabbos would be a distance of 2 parsos away from the Beis HaMikdash. So if you look at the top Tosfos over here, so Tosfos tries to reconcile what exactly the Gemara is telling us, because it says Tosfos Tema Demimseches Tamid Paragimel Tanami Yericho Yishomen Kol Shar Gadol Sheniftach, that from Yericho they used to hear the sound of the great gate opening. And over there, it's apparent that over there we're talking about the Shar HaHechel. So which was it? Were the Tzir D'Lalso Sehechel heard from 8 Tchumei Shabbos away, or were they heard from 80 Tchumei Shabbos away? Were they heard from two parsos away, or were they heard all the way from 10 parsos away? So Tosfos explains that what you have to say is that up until 8 Tchumei Shabbos away, they clearly heard the creaking of the doors of the Heichal. But as far away as Yericho, they heard a loud noise, but it was not apparent to them exactly what the loud noise, it was not apparent to them exactly what the loud noise was. So Tosfos says, "Im Yericho Yishomen kol havara bi alma." Ava mishlo haya yodeh, lo haya margish ma kol haya zeh. V'chein perashri sof parakama gabe gvine kruz. And the Tosfos had a similar explanation regarding, in the first parak of this Masechta, legabe gvine kruz, gvine who would call out to alert everybody to the fact that it was Alos HaShachar. There was a discrepancy there in the Gemara exactly how far away from the Beis HaMikdash his voice could carry, and Tosfos there gave a similar pshat, that there's a difference between hearing something and hearing it clearly and appreciating and understanding what it is exactly that you're hearing, and just hearing a loud noise and knowing that you're hearing something, but not being clear as to exactly what it was. So that's how Tosfos explains this discrepancy. But in any event, said the Gemara, that the creaking of the hinges of the doors of the Heichal could be heard from Eitz Chumei Shabbos away. Izim Shebi Yericho, the goats that were in Yericho, Hayim Misachos Mireach HaKtores, they would sneeze from the Reach HaKtores. They were very, very sensitive, and the Reach HaKtores traveled such a long distance that the goats in Yericho would sneeze from that scent. Nosrim Shebi Yericho, Einan Tzrichos Lehizbasem, Mereach HaKtores, the Noshim, the women in Yericho, would never have to put on perfume because they would be perfumed with the scent of the Ktores. Kala Shebi Yerushalayim, Eina Tzricha Lehizkashet, the Kala in Yerushalayim would not have to adorn herself. So the Mefarshim just point out that Lehizkashet is a greater means of adornment than Lehizbasem, because Lehizbasem stam means to have like a little whiff of perfume. Lehizkashet means to get totally made up, which makes sense, because when you're a kala, you want to get totally made up. But a kala in Yerushalayim would not have to be miskashet mireach haktores because of the reach haktores. So Tosfos says that, okay, granted, we know that there is no mi'ila with reach, that there's no mi'ila by kol, mara, and reach, by sound, by sight, and by scent. There is no iser mi'ila b'kachim, but still there's an iser to be nene from kachim. So if there's an iser, even though you're not chayev for mi'ila, you're not chayev to bring a carbon, why would these kalos in Yerushalayim be miskashet from the reach haktores? Afrek Tosfos, tema, d'yomar per kol shah, this is the Rei Maskel Kala. So Kol Amar Vareich Ein Be Mishum Meila V'Dayik Milu Deleka HaYisur Ika. You're not over on Meila, but there is still an Isser. So My Lav Laosa Na Omdim Bifnim Delo Efshar V'Cham Mechaved V'Abaya Laosa Na Shabachutz Im Kein LaAbaya HaYosa Isser B'Chol Yom. So there's a machlokas as to who we're talking about. Who violates the Isser? Is it those who are inside the Beis HaMikdash or those who are outside the Beis HaMikdash? So Abaya says it's those who are outside the Beis HaMikdash. So can it be that if there is an Isser to derive benefit and enjoyment from the scent of the Ktores, that these Kalos in Yerushalayim, when they were Miskashet, would be violating an Isser? How could that be? So V'yesh Lomar Eino Aser Ela Shlo Yikruvu Atzman Liazara Kedei LaRiach Yosar. Well, I mean, look, you have to interpret and put a finer point on what Abaya is saying. If it's true that the Reach HaKtores spread throughout Yerushalayim, then inadvertently, anybody who is living in Yerushalayim would be benefiting from the Reach HaKtores. Abaya can't mean to say that it's usher to live in Yerushalayim, or if you live in Yerushalayim, you have to walk around holding your nose. So obviously, Abaya is saying that it's usher to put yourself in a position consciously where you intend to derive benefit from the Reach HaKtores. Meaning, if you're a Kala and you say, oh, well, I have two choices. Either I could sit for a session with the perfumer and try to get all perfumed up before my wedding, or I could just walk over to close to the Azara. I could take a walk over to the Beis HaMikdash and I could have the Reach HaKtores envelop me without having to put on perfumes. This is a bayah. That's usher. It's usher to walk over consciously to the Beis HaMikdash for the purpose of deriving benefit. But stam to derive, if the scent traveled and by being where you are, you would benefit from the scent, there's no isser in that. That's what Tosfa says. Okay, so Amar Rebbe Yossi ben Dolgoy, Izim Ayila Abba, Bahare Michmar, that my father had goats on Hare Michmar, Vayimis Achos, Mereach HaKtores. That was near Yericho, and they would sneeze from the Reach HaKtores. So Amar Rabbi Chia bar Oven, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Sachli Zaken Echad, a certain Zaken told me, Pamachas Halachti Lishilo. One time he went to Shiloh, Verachti Reach HaKtores, Mibain Koslea, and he smelled the Reach HaKtores from amid the walls of Yericho. Rashi explains from the walls of Shiloh. So Rashi explains that the scent was from the residue of the Ktoris that was burnt at the time of the Mishkan. And when this Maisa was recounted, it was already 1,000 years after the destruction of the Mishkan. So just like the Beis HaMikdash had miraculous properties in that sound and scent traveled a great distance, so too the Mishkan and Shiloh also had a miraculous property in that the scent was captured there and lasted for an exceedingly long period of time. Okay, so says the Gemara, Viter, now starting on the meat of today's daf. So Amar Rabbi Yanai. So Rabbi Yanai says as follows: Alias goro mitoch kalpi ma'akeves. The aliyah of the goral, taking up the goral from in the kalpi, is ma'akev, but hanacha eina ma'akeves. But putting the goral on the head of the seirim is not ma'akev. So Rav Yanai clearly says that the goral is ma'akev. You got to pick up the lot from the goral, from the kalpi box. So Rav Yochanan amar, and Rav Yochanan says, af aliyah eina ma'akeves, that even the aliyah of the goral is not ma'akev. Rather, if the Kohen were to simply designate one verbally la Hashem and the other seer verbally la Azazel, that would be enough, because hagrala, the goral, is only a mitzvah. However, it's not ma'akev. That's the pashup shot. Rabbeinu Yochum explains differently that when he says af aliyah eina ma'akeves, it can't be that we're talking. That we're saying, according to Rav Yochanan, the actual goral is not ma'akev at all, because we have so many psukim in the Chumash that talk about, that we've been darshaning over the past couple of days, we're going to darshan more today, that talk about how the Kohen Gadol would do the goral. So it can't be that none of this stuff is ma'akev. So Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains that what Rav Yochanan is saying, that it's specifically, you have to pay attention to his words, aliyah, Eina ma'akeves. In other words, does the Kohen have to put both his hands in and see which one comes up with Lashem and which one comes up with Lazazel? Yes, he does. He has to put both his hands in and he has to pick one with his right hand and one with his left hand. Does he have to lift up the goral from the box and say Lashem, Lazazel? No, Rav Yochanan says that's not ma'akev. And certainly Hanacha, putting the goral on top of the head of the Seirim, is also not ma'akev. So that's the way Rabbeinu Eliyakim explains Rav Yochanan. But we have a machlokas here, however you interpret Rav Yochanan, between Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan, is aliyas agoro ma'akev. Rav Yanai says, yes, it is. Rav Yochanan says, no, it's not. So just to introduce the next line of the Gemara, there's a machlokas as to which parts of the avoda on Yom Kippur are ma'akev. If you mess up part of the avoda, or if you do part of the avoda out of sequence, which parts are ma'akev? Because the pasuk says regarding the avoda of Yom Kippur, it says a bunch of times chukah. So whenever the pasuk says chukah, it's chukah is liikuva. Chukah is to be ma'akev. So there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia, how far we darshan, how far we extend this drasha of chukah. The Rabbi Yehuda says that chukah only applies to things that are done in the Big Day Lavan mibifnim, in the Kodshei Kodshim. Only those things are bechlal the drasha of chukah, and therefore only the avoda that's done with the Big Day Lavan bifnim in the Kodshei Kodshim are ma'akev. Stuff that's done outside in the Heichal, outside the Kodshei Kodshim, like the goral, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would not be ma'akev. Rabbi Nechemia says that chukah is written both with respect to things that are done in the white, in the with the Big Day Lavan bifnim, and things that are done in the Big Day Lavan mibachutz. So according to Rabbi Nechemia, everything that you do on Yom Kippur in the Big Day Lavan is going to be ma'akev, meaning that the goral, which is also done with Big Day Lavan mibachutz, would also be ma'akev. So now, with that introduction, says the Gemara. So Alibad Rabbi Yehuda, the Amri Dvarim Hanasim Bevigdei Lavan Mibachutz, Lo Ma'akva. According to Rav Yudu, who says that things that are done in the Big Day Lavan outside the Kotche Kotchem are not ma'akev, kule alma lo pligi d'lo ma'akva. Everybody would agree, both Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan would agree, that the aliyas agorol, that the gorol, is not ma'akev, because it's done in Big Day Lavan outside the Kotche Kotchem. So there's no basis for saying that it is ma'akev. But ki pligi alibid Rav Nechemya. What are they arguing about? They're arguing in the Shita of Rav Nechemya. Rav Nechemya says that not only are things done in the white garments inside the Kotche Kotchem ma'akev, but also things done in the Big Day Lavan outside the Kotche Kotchem are also ma'akev. But according to Rav Nechemya, why is there a machlokas? Then according to everybody, it should be ma'akev, right? Says the Gemara, no. Mandar ma'akva k'Rav Nechemya. The one who says it's ma'akev is pashup shot like Rav Nechemya. It's something that's done in the white clothing, in the Big Day Lavan, outside the Kotche Kotchem. It's ma'akev. Umandi avar d'lo ma'akva, so what's Rav Yochanan's reason? Sahani mili avoda. Hagrala lava vodehi. This we alluded to yesterday already. That when is something ma'akev? When it's done in the Big Day Lavan mibachutz, that's only an avoda that is done in the Big Day Lavan mibachutz. For example, some of the sprinkling of the blood on the paroches, or something having to do with the shechita, or something like that, that would be ma'akev. Something having to do with the hagrala, which is not an avoda at all, that would not be ma'akev, even according to the shechita of Rabbi Nechemya. So that's the first way to understand this machlokas, Rav Yanai, Rav Yochanan, that they're only arguing within the Shita of Rav Nechemya. However, within the Shita of Rav Yehuda, everybody agrees that it is not ma'akev. Ika damri, the Gemara says another way to learn. Aliba de Rav Nechemya, damar ma'akva, according to Rav Nechemya, who says that things done in the Big Day Lavan, mibachutz, are ma'akev, kuli alma lo pligi de ma'akva. Both Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan would agree that the goral is ma'akev. Ki pligi, the whole machlokes, is aliba de Rav Yehuda. It's only according to the shita of Rav Yehuda. So mandi amar lo ma'akva, according to the mandi amar who says that it's not ma'akev, ki Rav Yehuda, he says pashup shot like Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yochanan. Who mandi amar ma'akva, and Rav Yanai who says that the hagrala is ma'akev, shani hacha, the tana be'kra, asher ala, trey zimnei. Over here it's different, because even though usually you're right according to our view that things that are done outside the Kotche Kotchem in the Big Day Lavan are not ma'akev, over here, because the pasuk repeats itself, asher Allah, it's shina lava kasuv la'akev. That's the basis for the shita of Rav Yanai. So Tosfos ask, well, what happens here? That Rav Yochanan all of a sudden doesn't hold from the idea of shina lava kasuv la'akev? How can it be? We know that by Kotchem, Shina Lavakasav La'akev, it's a rule that if the Pasuk repeats itself, then it's Ma'akev. So if this is Shina Lavakasav, Asher Allah, then both Rav Yochanan and Rav Yanai should be making the same drasha. So Tosfos explains, no, not quite, because Shina Lavakasav La'akev is only when the Pasuk repeats itself B'Lashon Sivui. All right, here, it's not a Lashon Sivui, it's just Asher Allah. So Rav Yanai takes it as Shina Lavakasav La'akev. Rav Yochanan, however, because it's not a Lashon Tzivui, does not take it as Shina Lavakasav La'akev. And because they're both dealing within the Shita of Yehuda, who says that the baseline assumption is that something done outside the Kotche Kotchem in the Big Day Lavan is not Ma'akev, therefore Rav Yehuda will say, no, this is not Ma'akev either. Okay. So Meisvei, Safrek the Gemara, Akasha. So Mitzvah Lahagril. It's a mitzvah to do the Hagrala. Vimlo Higril, Kasher. And if you didn't do the Hagrala, then it's kosher. So obviously, this brisa says that the agrala is not ma'akev, vim lo higril kosher. So bishlam alahach lishna damrit, alibad rav Yehuda, kuli alma lo pligid lo ma'akva. So I understand, according to the first lashon, where we said that according to Rav Yehuda, everybody agrees that the agrala is not ma'akev because it's something done in the Big Day Lavan mibachutz. So hamani, that whose view is this, vim higril kosher? It's Rav Yehuda. This is the Shita of Rav Yehuda. Ela lahach lishna di amrit pligi. But according to the Mandi Amar, who says that there is a machlokes even within the Shita of Rav Yehuda, so bishlama la Mandi Amar lo ma'akva. I understand according to Mandi Amar, who says that it's not ma'akev. In other words, Rav Yochanan hamani Rav Yehudahi. So this could be the Shita of Rav Yehuda, as distinct from the Shita of Rav Nechemya, because Rav Nechemya would say that whether something is done inside or whether something is done outside, it is still ma'akev. El mandi amar ma'akva, but according to the mandi amar who says ma'akev, in other words, according to Rav Yanai, who said, in other words, according to the second Lashon of Rav Yanai, where everybody agreed, according to Rav Nechemya, it was going to be Ma'akev, and the whole Machlokas was within the Shita of Rav Yehuda, where Rav Yanai said Rav Yehuda would say, it's also Ma'akev, and Rav Yochanan said Rav Yehuda would say that it's not Ma'akev, consistent with his general Shita. So how money? So who's the author of this Braisa? Because we have a Braisa who says that you don't have to do the Agrala. If you don't do the Agrala, it's Kosher. But according to the second Lashon of the Gemara, the way we just explained it, everybody takes it for granted that Rav Nechemya is going to say it is Ma'akev, and the Machlokas Rav Yanai and Rav Yochanan is in what Rav Yehuda says. But according to Rav Yanai, Rav Yehuda also says it's Ma'akev, meaning there's no Man D'Amar left who will say that it's not Ma'akev. This Braisa only makes sense according to Rav Yochanan, but not according to Rav Yanai. So says the Gemara, Tani mitzvah lahaniach. Don't read the Braisa when the Braisa said mitzvah lahagril. Don't read mitzvah lahagril, read mitzvah lahaniach. Now I'm not being very precise, because Tosva says, in other words, what we're not saying is, don't say that we're replacing the word. So in other words, you don't have to actually amend the Braisa, fundamentally change the text of the Braisa, read into the Braisa, touch up the Braisa. When the Braisa says, mitzvah lahagril, vim lo higril kosher, say, mitzvah lahaniach, it's a mitzvah to put the lot on the animal, on the head of the animal, vim lo iniach, if you didn't do the hanacha, then it's kosher. If you didn't do the hanacha, then it's kosher. But if you didn't do the hagrala, then it would be ma'akev. Good, so it's not a kasha according to Rav Yanai. Tashma, so the Gemara again challenges the second version of Rabbi Yanai's limud. So the Gemara is going to challenge the second version of Rabbi Yanai's limud. So mitzvah lahagril, it's a mitzvah to do the goral, vilahis vados, and to say the vidui on the seir hamishtaleach. So lo higril, vilohis vada, if you didn't do the goral or you didn't say the vidui, kosher. Then it's going to be kosher nevertheless. And if you want to say that over here also, when we say lo higril, it means lo hiniach, it means that you didn't put the goral on the animal, but it doesn't mean to say that if you didn't actually do the goral itself, then it's kosher. That can't be, because ema seifa. Take a look at the seifa of this braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo higril kosher, if you did not do the goral, then it's kosher, but lo hisvada pasul. But if you didn't do the vidui, then it's pasul. So my lo higril, ilem eloiniach. If you want to say that lo higril means lo iniach, michlal the Rabbi Shimon savar hagrala ma'akev. Then it's mashma that Rabbi Shimon holds that agrala is ma'akev. Because what Rabbi Shimon said here was, and again, if you're touching up higril to be hiniach, what Rabbi Shimon would have said here was im lo hiniach kosher. If you didn't put it on the animal, then it's kosher. Lo is vada pasul. If you didn't say, we're going to come back to the vidui portion, but if you didn't say the vidui, then it's pasul. But the mashmos is, yeah, if you didn't do the hanacha, then it's kosher. But if you didn't do the hagrola, according to Rabbi Shimon, then it would not be kosher. Because the only thing he's saying it's kosher if you don't do is the hanacha, not the hagrola. So says the Gemara, but that can't be. Why? Vatanya, meis echad mehen. Let's say one of the seirim die. So maybe chaveiro shalo b'hagrola divrei Rabbi Shimon. That Rav Shimon says that if one of the seirim die, you could just bring one replacement seir and you don't have to do a new hagrola on the seir. So it's obvious that Rav Shimon holds that hagrola is not ma'akev. And therefore you can't touch up that when the Braisa says hagrola means hanacha, and that Rav Shimon says only if you don't do the hanacha it's kosher, the mashmos being that if you don't do the hagrola then it's going to be pasul because hagrola is ma'akev. We have a Braisa expressly that says that Rav Shimon says that hagrola is not ma'akev. So says the Gemara, Rav Shimon lo yada mai kamri. So according to Rav Yanai, then, this is a kasha according to Rav Yanai, because according to Rav Yanai, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemya would hold that agrola is ma'akev. Rav Nechemya, because it's something done outside, and everything done outside in the white clothing is ma'akev. Rav Yehuda, because he has the asher Allah, and he's going to learn, that's Rav Yanai's view of Rav Yehuda, asher Allah, therefore it's also shina lavakasov la'akev. But over here we have a Man D'Amar saying, clearly, that even the hagrola is not ma'akev. So what are you going to do with him? So says the Gemara is going to first say, Rav Shimon, lo yada mai kamer rabbanan. Rav Shimon didn't understand what the rabbanan were saying. V'achi kamer lehu. And this is what Rav Shimon was saying to the Rabbanan. In other words, Rav Shimon wasn't expressing his view per se. He was responding to the Rabbanan. So he was saying as follows. E agrala, agrala mamish. Look, when you guys say agrala Rabbanan, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know whether you mean agrala. I don't know whether you mean anacha. But here's what I'm telling you. If by agrala you mean agrala mamish, so kamritu, so palignu alecha, palignu alaychu b'chada. Then I only argue with you regarding one thing, because you say that the vidui is also not ma'akev, whereas I say that the vidui is ma'akev. And iagrala de ka'amritu hainu hanacha, and if you want to say that the hagrala that you say is not ma'akev, meaning that the hanacha is not ma'akev, but the agrala is ma'akev, then paligna alaychu betarti. Then I argue with you on two things. So in other words, the Tanakhama says that agrala is ma'akev. It's only the hanacha that's not ma'akev. And Rabbi Shimon says that I don't even think the agrala is ma'akev either. Good. So paligno alaychu betarti. Then I hold the agrala is not ma'akev. And I hold that the vidui, is ma'akev. Okay, so says the Gemara, Viter, Toshma. So the Gemara is now going to bring another challenge against the second understanding of Rabbi Yanai. So just to set the table here, there are multiple karbanas that the Kohen Gadol is dealing with at any time on Yom Kippur. But the two main karbanas that we're going to focus on, are the Parshal Kohen Gadol and then the Seer. You have the Seer LaShem, you have the Seer LaZazel. The Seer LaZazel is sent away, obviously, so we're not going to be referring to that. But we're talking about the Par now, and we're talking about the Seer. So generally speaking, we'll get down to a little more detail in a second, but generally speaking, the Avoda of the Par comes before the Avoda of the Seer. So if you have to shecht something and sprinkle blood, if you have to say a vidui, or if you have to shecht the animal, or if you have to sprinkle the blood, usually the shechting, the vidui, the sprinkling of the par will come before the shechting, the vidui, the sprinkling, before the shechting, the vidui, the sprinkling of the seir. So Toshma, so says the Gemara as follows. Par ma'akev esas seir. The par is ma'akev the seir, meaning if you do, the seir ain't a ma'akev esa par. But seir is not ma'akev, but the seir is not ma'akev, but the seir is not ma'akev the par. So what does this mean? So par ma'akev is a seir. So Rashi says, emikdim echos min avoda shel seir hamucharos l'shel par, v'yaso kodem l'par. Again, we said that the avoda of the par has to come before the avoda of the seir. If you do the avoda of the seir before the avoda of the par, the avoda of the seir that you did is meaningless, it's null and void, and you have to go do it again, because the avoda of the par has to come first. But seir ain't a makev as a par. Rashi says, if you are makdim the avoda of the par, one of the avodos of the par that should be done later in sequence than the earlier avoda of the seir, and you do the avoda of the par earlier than it's supposed to be done, then it doesn't passel it. Then what you've done is okay. So just quickly. So the avodos on Yom Kippur that the Kohen does is as follows. He does the vidui on the par. He starts off with that. Then he does the gorolos. Then he does the second vidui on the par and he shechts it. Then he brings the ktoras into the kachay kachim, so just ignore that. Then he zorek the dam of the par on the kapores. So he's now done the vidui, the shechita, and the zrika on the par. Then he shechts the sir la Hashem. Then he does the zrika of the sir la Hashem on the kapores. So now he's done the shechita of both and the zrika of both lifnai v'lifnim, but the one of the par comes first. Then he does the matan dam of the par on the paroches. Then he does the matan dam of the seer on the paroches. And then he mixes the blood together and applies to the mizbeach. So what we see is both respecting the avoda inside and the avoda outside, the avoda of the par is supposed to come before the avoda of the seer. So what the Gemara just said, now with this in context, is that if you do, let's say if you shecht the seer l'ashem, and you're zorek the blood of the seer l'ashem on the kaporas before you do so for the par, then that's an invalid avoda. What you did with the seer is invalid. You have to do the par first, and you have to then do the avoda with the seer again. If, however, you took one of the later avodos of the par, for example, doing the matan dam of the par on the paroches, and you do that even before you do the zrika of the seer on the kapores, in other words, do the outside of avodah of the par before the inside of the avodah of the seir, that is going to be kosher. So if you moved up the avodah of the par, it's going to be kosher. It's not going to be ma'akev. You didn't mess it up. You don't have to do it over again. Okay. So says the Gemara. So again, just reading the words: par ma'akev is hasir, v'sir and ma'akev is sapar, v'matanos shevifnim. This is regarding the matanos inside. So bishlama par ma'akev is hasir. So I understand what we mean when we say that par ma'akev is hasir. The akta me lesir makami par lo avev lo klom. If you did the avoda of the seer before the avoda of the par, you've not done anything. You've not accomplished anything. El seer ain't a ma'akev is hasapar. But when we say that the seer is ain't a ma'akev is hasapar, so my niu. So, but what are we talking about here? The e akdim matanos de par behechol mekame matanos de seir befnim. If you're using the example that I just gave, that you are makdim the matana of the par in the hechol on the paroches before you do the sprinkling of the blood of the seir on the kapores. So how can that be? Because chukak siv behu. Because it says over here chok. So how can it be that you are able to do the second matan dam of the par that's supposed to be done outside before the first matan dam of this year that's supposed to be done inside? How can you tell me that one is not ma'akev the other if it says chok? And we know that any time it says chok is li'ikuva. Chok is ma'akev. It's specific. It's got to be done exactly like it's written. Says the Gemara, elalav di'akte matanos de par mibifnim mikame hagrala. So what does it mean? What does it mean? Obviously, it can't be talking about that which we just thought we were talking about. So maybe we're saying that if you are makdim the avoda of the par bifnim inside before the hagrala, then it's not going to be ma'akev. Again, we had said that first you say the vidui on the par, then you do the goral, then you shecht the par, you do the second vidui, you shecht it, and then you do the first matan dam of the par inside. So what we're talking about is where you said your vidui, you said both viduyim, and then you shechted the par, and then you did the matan dam of the par inside, all before you did the hagrala on the sir l'Hashem and the sir l'Azazel. So the Gemara is now going to take a leap, and umisidra lo ma'akva, ikra hagrala nami lo ma'akva. And from the fact that the seder is not ma'akev, from the fact that the seder is not ma'akev, because even though the goral is supposed to come before any of the matnos dum of the par, if you do the matnos dum earlier before the goral, is fine, it's not ma'akev. From the fact that the seder avoda is not ma'akev, we see that the etzem hagrala is also not ma'akev, and it's a kasha on Rav Yanai, because Rav Yanai said, again, according to the second view of Rav Yanai, that there is no man diyamar who holds that hagrala is not ma'akev. Rav Nechemya holds that everything done with the white begadim inside or outside is going to be ma'akev. Of course he says that hagrala is ma'akev. And Rav Yehuda, who says that anything done outside usually is not ma'akev, even if it's done in the white begadim, here it is ma'akev because we have the limud asher Allah asher Allah. So according to Rav Yanai, who is the author of this brisa? Because this brisa says clearly that hagrala is not ma'akev. Says the Gemara, first of all, no, maybe that's not what it's talking about. So lo. The akdim matnos de par b'mizbeach mekame matnos de seir behechal. Well, maybe, remember, the last matan dam that we do, you have the one on the kapores, then you have the one on the paroches, and then you throw everything on the mizbeach. So maybe what we're saying is that you went ahead, and even though the matan dam on the mizbeach is supposed to be the last thing done, maybe you did that matan dam of the par on the mizbeach before you sprinkle the blood of the seir on the paroches. So lo da akdim matnos de par b'mizbeach mekame matnos de seir behechal. Rav Yehuda, and it's Rav Yehuda. The Amar Dvarma Nasim Bevigdei Lovim Bechutz Lo Ma'akev, and it's this is the sheet of Rav Yehuda that we're now well familiar with, that any of the avodos done in the Bigdei Lovan outside the Kachay Kachim is not Ma'akev, and this is outside the Kachay Kachim because this is talking about the Zrikas Adam, the Matan Dam that is done on the Paroches, which is in the Heichal. It's outside the Kachay Kachim. Says the Gemara, well, hang on a second. Vaba Matno Shebifnim Ktani. Look up a couple of lines in the Gemara. It said, Tashma, par ma'akev es asir, visir ein ma'akev es apar, bematronos shebifnim. So the Gemara is trying to teach me that if I mix something up, if I mess up the order in the matno shebifnim, if I mess it up in a certain way, it is ma'akev. If I mess it up in a different way, it's not ma'akev. But you can't touch up the brisa that we're talking about the matnos outside, because you told me in the brisa expressly that we're talking about the matanos inside. So what's going on? So Ella Homani Reb Shimini, you're right. So again, this was a kasha on Rav Yanai because we had a mandiyamar saying that Agrola is not ma'akev. So the answer is that this is Reb Shimon. Damar Agrola lo ma'akva. We already saw earlier in today's daf that there is that when we say that according to Rav Yanai there is no mandiyamar who says that Agrola is not ma'akev, he means both Rav Nechemia and Rav Yehuda both agree that Agrola is ma'akev. This sheet of Rav Shimon, all right, this wild card sheet of Rav Shimon certainly holds that Agrola is not ma'akev. So viba sema liolam Rav Yehuda. So maybe it's also Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara is now taking issue with the assumption that it drew. The Gemara had assumed that if the Seder is not Ma'akev, then the Etzem Agrola is also not Ma'akev. Says the Gemara now, how do you know? Maybe the Seder is not Ma'akev, but the Etzem Agrola, the fact that you actually have to do the Agrola, that certainly is Ma'akev, and so you cannot prove anything from this Brisa that we were just interpreting. Good. So now the Gemara is going to move on to a slightly different topic. So earlier, the Gemara had recorded a machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanna Kamma as to whether if you don't say the vidui on the Seir La'Azazel, is it ma'akev? Tanna Kamma said it's not ma'akev. You don't have to say the vidui. Rabbi Shimon said if you didn't say the vidui, then it's possible because the vidui is ma'akev. So v'yazdu l'tamayu. And they go according to their own reason. And really, the they means only Rabbi Shimon. That is Rabbi Shimon l'shitase. The Tanya, because we learn in the Braisa, Yamot chai lifnei Hashem, that the Seir La'Azazel has to stand alive lifnei Hashem l'chaper alav. Ad masa yiyeh zokok lamot chai. Until when does the seer have to be omed chai? Ad shas matandamo shel chavero. Until the matandam of the seer l'Hashem. Divri Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achas vidui dvarim, that the Seir La'Azazel has to stay alive until the time of vidui dvarim, until the vidui is recited over the Seir La'Azazel. And the reason that the Seir La'Azazel has to stay alive until the time that vidui is recited on it is because vidui is ma'akev. So Rav Shimon, who we saw on Amad Aleph, who said that vidui is ma'akev, is like going l'shitase. Over here, we see the brisa on Amad Beis that vidui is ma'akev. And again, Rashi just points out that the Vazdulu Tamayu is only going according to Rav Shimon because his disputant here, his Bar Plukta, is Rav Yehuda. But the author of the Tanna Kamma in that brisa previously was not Rav Yehuda. So Vazdulu Tamayu usually means, oh, A holds like he holds in that other case, and B holds like he holds in that other case. Here, the Vazdulu Tamayu is only going within the Shita of Rav Shimon. But in any event, we see Rav Shimon is consistent. Vidui is ma'akev. So, b'maika miflegi. So, what are they arguing about here? Kidatanya, lechaper, the pasuk says lechaper is b'chaparas damim akasa medaber. The pasuk is talking about kaparas damim, meaning the matan dam. V'cheinu omer v'chila michaper el hakodesh. Mala halan b'chaparas damim, afkan b'chaparas damim divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why the Seir La'Azazel has to remain alive only until the matan dam of the Seir La'Hashem. Because that's the Iker Kapara. Rav Shimon Omer, no. The Chaper Alav is B'Chaparas Dvarim HaKosim Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about Kaparas Dvarim, and that's why the Seir La'Azazel has to remain alive until the Vidui can be recited over it, because the Vidui is Ma'akev. Tashma, Sharlu Tamidav is Rabbi Akiva. Tamidim asked Rabbi Akiva as follows. Olu B'Smol, let's say the Goro La'Hashem came out in his left hand, in the coin's left hand. So Ma Sheyachzir Liyamin, can he then switch it to his right hand? So Amar Lahem, Al Titnu Mokom LeTzedukim Lirdos. Do not give the Tzedukim an opening to be overbearing, because the Tzedukim are going to say that the Chachamim were Kaveya HaHalacha any way they want. In other words, it's out of convenience. They want the Goral to come out in the right hand, so they're making a mockery. If it comes out in the right hand, great. If it comes out in the left hand, switch it to the right hand. You got to make sure that you're consistent, that you don't give the Tzedukim an opportunity to criticize your behavior, that they're switching it just because it's a simin yafa to the right hand. So taima, so says the Gemara, well, hang on a second. Taima, thal tinu makam letzdukim lirdos. The reason that he said don't switch it from the left hand to the right hand is so that you shouldn't give a pisklam pet to the tzdukim to deride the chachamim for their inconsistency. Halav hachi madrinale, but it were it not for the fact that we're concerned with the tzdukim, could you change the goral from your left hand to your right hand? The amr tagrola ma'akva. But I thought you told me, according to Rav Yanai, you hold that everybody, both Rav Nechemia and Rav Yehuda, hold that our grola is ma'akev. V'kivan dechavati smol hechamadrin alei. Once you take up the gorol of Lashem in your left hand, if the agrol is ma'akev, how in the world can you contemplate switching the gorol Lashem from your left hand to your right hand? If once the gorol is done, it's done. The gorol is ma'akev. You can't make a joke and start switching around the gorol Hashem. What is this? So Amar Rava, Hachi Kamri, Allah Goral Bismol. So you're misinterpreting what the Gemara is suggesting. Allah Goral Bismol, if the Goral falls out in his left hand, Mahu Sheyach Zero Lo Ulisiro Yemin. Not can you switch the Goral Hashem from your left hand to your right hand and pretend that your right hand drew the Goral Hashem. That would be making a mockery of the Goral, and if the Goral is Ma'akev, you're certainly not allowed to do that. The question is, again, the coin standing there in front of the Kalpi, he's got the two serum in front of him, so he draws one lot with his right hand, one lot with his left hand. He draws the Lashem lot with his left hand. He puts it on the seer Lashem, which is on his left side. Now, once he's done the entire act of the Hagrala, can he then move around that seer from the left side to the right side, just again to make a simin yafa that the Gorala and the seer Lashem is now on his right side? Samar Lahem, and in respect of that, he responded to him, Al titnu makam litztukim lirdos. Do not give room to the tztukim to make a mockery of what the chachamim do. And over there, there's no problem with the integrity of the goral, because the integrity of the goral is respected. The only thing that was suggested was that after the goral is done and is already completed, to move things around, and we said, you know what, don't move things around, because the tztukim are going to say this whole thing is a mockery. You guys are just doing whatever's convenient for you in order to ensure that the Lashem winds up on the right side. That Hanacha? Right, according to... Right, so we'll see what...
There should really
be no problem, and that's why the only reason is so that the tzukim don't say anything. Right, but we'll see that when we say that Hanacha is not ma'akev, I think this is in tomorrow's daf, the Hanacha not ma'akev could either mean that putting it down, the etzem putting it down is not ma'akev, or it could mean that leaving it on the animal, on the head of the animal, once you put it down, that's not what... That is what's not ma'akev. So says the Gemara Vayter, Tashma, now we're raya that agrala is ma'akev. So ilu nemar es asir asher alav, hayisi omer, yanichenu alav. Ah, so here it is. So if it would have said es asir asher alav, hayisi omer, I would have said yanichenu alav. That you have to put the goral on the animal. Tamalomar Allah. Kivan sha'Allah shoveina tzarech. That once you lift up the lot, you don't have to put it down on the animal. So lamai, ilem ala mitzvah. Doesn't mean, if you're talking about that, if you're talking with respect to the mitzvah of Anacha, so Michlal da Anacha mitzvah nami lo, can it be that the only mitzvah to do is to pick the goral up and not to put it down? That can't be. And Rashi explains that can't be because there is a pasuk that says, V'nosan Aaron al-shnei asirim goralos. So, you know, you want to tell me it's not ma'akev? Great. But you want to tell me that you don't fulfill anything by putting it down on the head of the animal? That can't be. Elalav la'akev. So mashma, that what does it mean that you don't have to put it down? It means that it's not ma'akev if you don't put it down. Vishma mina, then we see from here that what we hold is that agrala is ma'akva, hanacha is lo ma'akva. That the agrala is ma'akev, the hanacha is not ma'akev. So ma Rava hachi kamar. So Rava says, no, that's you're misinterpreting the braisa. Ilu nemar asher alav, if it said asher alav, ayisi omer, yanichenu alav achashchita, then I would have said that what you have to do is actually leave the goral on the animal, achashchita, tamalomar, asher Allah. That's why it says, asher Allah, kivan sha'Allah, shuv eina tzarech. Once the lot has been taken up and put down on the animal, you don't have to do anything else with the animal. Tashma, one more raya. Vaso chatos. Hagoral oseo chatos, vein Hashem oseo chatos. That what makes it a chatos in the goral and not stam the kriyas shame. Sheyachol, I might think valodinu. There's a kavachomer otherwise. Umaba mokam shelo kiddush hagoral kiddush Hashem. Mokam shekiddush hagoral ein adin sheyikadesh Hashem. We have other situations where a woman has to bring two types of kavanos, right? Like a zava, a yoledes has to bring an ola and a chatos, a bird pair. And how do you designate? How do you designate which bird is what? So the coin says, one is for an ola, one is for a chatas. There is no goral by these birds. Yet the verbal designation of the coin works. So I might think if the verbal designation works when there is no gerbil, the kohen has the koach to designate one for a chatas, one for an ola. I might think that when there is a gerbil and the gerbil itself has the ability to be mekadesh, certainly kavachomer, then the kriya shem of the kohen could have the ability to be mekadesh. Tamalomar vaso chatas. That's why the pasuk says vaso chatas hagerbil osachatas vein hashem osachatas. That the gerbil is what makes it a chatas. It is not the kriya shem that makes it a chatas. So stam sifra. Who is the stam author of a sifra? Money is Rav Yehuda. V'katani hagorel osachatas vein hashem osachatas. The stam author of a sifra, whether or not this is a sifra, not interesting discussion in Rashi and the Mefarshim. Rashi apparently didn't have this in the text of his sifra, but he assumed because it was darshaning a psukim in Meseches in Sefer Vayikra, rather it would be stam sifra, and stam sifra is Rav Yehuda, and it says v'agorel osachatas vein hashem osachatas alma hagrala me'akva. So we see that hagrala is ma'akev. Tiyufta demandi amar hagrala lo me'akva tiyufta. So it's a kasha according to the Mandi Amar, who holds that hagrala is not ma'akev according to Rav Yehuda tiyufta. So we see the bottom line is like the second view of Rav Yanai. That everybody, both Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemia, hold that Agrola is Ma'akev. So Tosfos just points out that it's not so great according to Rav Yanai either, because you recall Rav Yanai said that Rav Yehuda, who usually says that things outside are not Ma'akev, says it is here because of the double Lashon Asher Allah. Over here, he appears to be learning it out from the Pasuk of Asa Chatas. So he has a different Makar, although the Halacha that Rav Yanai understands Rav Yehuda to be telling us is like the Shita Rav Yehuda in the Stam Sifra, that we see over here. So that concludes this lengthy and somewhat confusing sugya.